Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this Leap Day edition of Stock Talk. Together with a nationwide coalition of more than 100 partner organizations in industries ranging from agriculture to airlines, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association sent a letter to U.S. House and Senate Appropriations Committee leaders affirming support for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services Program. Wildlife Services works to prevent, minimize, or manage damage and protect human health and safety from conflicts with wildlife. In the letter, organizations pointed out that wildlife causes more than $12.8 billion in damage each year to natural resources, public infrastructures, private property, and agriculture. Wildlife damages to U.S. livestock, aquaculture, small grains, fruit, vegetables, and other agricultural products has been estimated to reach nearly $1 billion annually, the groups wrote. Wildlife predators cause more than $1,232 million in death loss to livestock. Field crop losses due to wildlife total $619 million annually. Losses to vegetables, fruits, and nuts total $146 million annually, and 70% of catfish farmers incur wildlife-related damage. As a result, Wildlife Services is an essential program to U.S. agriculture. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is offering a series of scholarships again in 2024. Scholarships offered include the Endowment Scholarship, Legacy Scholarship, Tokash Angus Ranch Memorial Scholarship, Zach and Vander Reich Memorial Scholarship, and Myron Wold Memorial Scholarship. The deadline to apply for each is tomorrow, March 1st. Complete rules and downloadable application forms are available at www.ndstockman.org under the Foundation tab. Since 1980, the Young Cattlemen's Conference Tour has been a proven success in identifying and developing potential leaders for the beef industry. With more than 1,000 beef producers having graduated from the YCC program, many alumni continue to participate in industry committees, councils, and serve on boards, even going on to become national officers. Serving as a cornerstone of leadership training for the beef industry, YCC provides young leaders with a comprehensive understanding of all aspects of the industry, from cattle and beef production to the consumer, including exposure to the national grassroots process. Participants will also have the opportunity to visit with their elected officials to discuss issues of critical importance to America's cattle and beef producers and advocate for their industry during a day spent on Capitol Hill. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is grateful to be a part of the YCC program and will send one applicant to represent the NDSA in 2024. The 2024 YCC program will take place May 30th through June 6th and include time in Colorado, Nebraska, Ohio, and Washington, D.C. For more information or to apply, contact Julie Ellingson at 701-223-2522 or visit www.ndstockman.org. The deadline to apply is tomorrow, March 1st. Next week, NDSA leaders will be in Bismarck at the new cattle industry headquarters at 4520 Ottawa Street, Tuesday, March 5th and Wednesday, March 6th for the quarterly NDSA board meetings and brand board meeting. They will be conducting business on behalf of the NDSA. For 94 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.